Coming up, the Celtics hold off the Nets, and Damian Lillard stars in his return. This is Locked On Game to Game NBA.
Every game, every team, every angle. Locked On Game to Game, your team every day.
Welcome in. You are listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA, local experts taking you through the biggest stories on the hardwood. I am your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every single weekday. We're ready to recap all of the action for you from Sunday. We start out with the Boston Celtics, who took down a Nets squad that had been rolling as of lately at the Barclays Center. Locked On Celtics says the win is all thanks to Jaylen Brown and the defense.
Wasn't pretty, but the Boston Celtics get a win in Brooklyn thanks to Jaylen Brown playing at an all-NBA level. I'm John Corrales from the Locked On Celtics podcast. 34 points for Jaylen Brown, 71 points combined in his last two games, so he is on a tear. But that's not even the big stat for him. The big stat is four blocked shots for Jaylen Brown. The Celtics blocked nine shots. This is the first time this season that we can say the Celtics defense won them the game. Jason Tatum said so Afterwards. And this is a nice development for a team that's been trending a little bit upwards defensively and is on the verge of getting Robert Williams back. Their offense still struggled. They struggle against switching teams, and Brooklyn definitely baited them into some isolation, but their defense bailed them out. And that's not something this year's team can say very often. Now the Celtics head off to a back-to-back in Toronto. It's all covered on the Locked On Celtics podcast.
A 21-point third quarter for Ja Morant easily put things out of hand for Memphis as they took down the Pistons. Locked On Grizzlies has more on the win over Detroit.
Ja Morant went off against the Detroit Pistons on Sunday night, and he's going to get the majority of the headlines and the highlights. But make no mistake, the Memphis Grizzlies put the NBA on notice beyond just Ja's greatness against Detroit. I'm Joe Mullinax of Locked On Grizzlies, and I don't mean to disrespect the Pistons. They're young and upcoming. They have a bright future ahead of them. But between Ja Morant's otherworldly talents, Jaren Jackson Jr. continuing to find his footing, strong offensive and defense performance from him, and Dylan Brooks keeping up the energy of a contract season, the Grizzlies are getting healthy and continue to show just what they're capable of when they have their full assortment of talent. Oh, by the way, Desmond Bain should be back in the next week or two. Zaire Williams is ramping up things. By the time the Christmas holiday comes around, we might see these Grizzlies at full strength finally. What a wonderful gift that would be for fans of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Jalen Brunson and the Knicks able to snap a five-game skid as they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in a game that they never trailed. Locked On Knicks and Locked On Cavs give us the full breakdown.
The New York Knicks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 92-81. Does this spell a reprieve for Tom Thibodeau or merely a delay of the inevitable? I'm Gavin Shaw of the Locked On Knicks podcast. Following a balanced effort for the New York Knicks, the main guy I want to highlight, though, is Emmanuel Quickley. Just finished with 12 points in this game, but man, they were impressive, showing off his continued improvement in the finishing department. Inside hand, reverses, Euro steps, the ability to manipulate with his speed, accelerate, de-accelerate. One play leaving Chetty Osman just kind of cross-eyed after a blow-by. And another big factor in this one was the offensive rebounding of the Knicks' two centers. Isaiah Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson over the third and fourth quarter created multiple extra possessions for the New York Knicks with their efforts on the glass. There are a lot of questions going forward, but the effort for one night only was certainly not one of them for the New York.
Hey, what's up? Chris Manning here from the Locked On Cavs podcast. The Cavs lose on Sunday to the Knicks 92-81 in a game where they never led. This was also not the perhaps expected explosion for Donovan Mitchell in his first game at MSG since he went to the Cavs and not the Knicks over the summer. Mitchell had 23 points in this game, had a really slow start, finishes 8 of 22 from the field and 2 of 11 from 3, and the Cavs as a whole were pretty bad. This was easily one of their worst, if not their worst, performance of the season. Lethargic, off base a lot of the time, just didn't feel like they had it at any given point. You know, Donovan Mitchell 8 of 22, Darius Garland 5 of 19, nothing really clicked for them. And they go home back to Cleveland with a loss. For more, check out the Locked On Cavs podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up, Damian Lillard returns for the first time in seven games. This is Locked On Game to Game NBA. Today's edition of Locked On is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one spot for all of your online sports gambling needs. Whatever sport you're interested in, whatever you like to bet on, you can do that at betonline.net. It's where the game starts. Welcome back. You're listening to Locked On Game to Game NBA, local experts weighing in on the biggest stories. I am your host, Kainani Stevens. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. An absolutely monstrous night out of Anthony Davis. He had 55 points. That put things out of reach for the Wizards, and Locked On Wizards goes over what exactly went wrong.
Welcome to the Locked On Wizards podcast. It's your host, the real Ed Oliver, and the Washington Wizards lose to the Los Angeles Lakers 130 to 119, where Anthony Davis had an incredible performance with 55 points tonight and 17 boards. The Wizards just had no answer to stop Anthony Davis. It did turn into a track meet at one point. The Wizards did cut it to 10 points. That was the least they cut the lead down and had somewhat of a – they didn't really have a chance at all of coming back, but they fought hard to come back. Kyle Kuzma put up a good effort with 26 points and 7 rebounds. Bradley Beal got hurt within the first quarter, had a hamstring injury and did not return. Kristaps Porzingis had 27 points, and Daniel Gafford coming off the bench had 19.7 boards. Corey Kispert had a good shooting night, 4 for 6 from the three-point line of 16 points. But the Wizards were abysmal from the three-point line, 10 for 39, and they also gave up 72 points in the paint to the Lakers. I just want to thank you guys for listening, and hopefully the Wizards can bounce back on Wednesday. Have a good one. Peace.
An unlikely hero for the Pelicans in their win over Denver last night. Locked On Pelicans has more on a coming out party for Jose Alvarado and what that says about this team's depth.
With Jose Alvarado scoring a career-high 38 points in the win over the Denver Nuggets, the Pelicans are second in the West. But the real question is, are they the deepest team in the league? I'm Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans. The Pelicans are on a four-game winning streak, including blowout wins over the Nuggets and the Raptors, and now second in the West. And they've done this without two starters in Brandon Ingram and Herb Jones. Zion Williamson is driving this, playing his way into the MVP conversation, averaging 29, 11, and 7 during this run. But the Pelicans' depth is also letting them blow by second units. Jose Alvarado couldn't miss against Denver, career-high 38. Trey Murphy is shooting over 40% from deep. Dyson Daniels is a plus defender as a rookie, and Larry Nance Jr. is the perfect small ball five. With the injuries, New Orleans hasn't hit their ceiling yet, and they're still a top team, and it makes you wonder just how far this Pelicans team can go.
Damian Lillard returns, and the Blazers took care of business against a shorthanded Pacers squad. Locked On Pacers and Locked On Blazers fill us in on everything postgame.
Pacers fall to the Trailblazers 116-100 in Portland. I'm Tony East, the host of Locked On Pacers, here to talk to you about the Pacers losing their fourth game out of five. A slump for the Pacers certainly is here. It's their second time this season losing 4 out of 5. The last time they did it was their first 5 games of the season. So the Pacers figured it out then. They'll hope to figure it out now because they look rough right now. Only 100 points in this game. Damian Lillard returned for Portland and scored 21 easy points for the Blazers. But the big story for the Pacers has nothing to do with the result or their losing streak. It's that Tyrese Halliburton was injured, and so was TJ McConnell, who was sick in the same game. Point guard play extremely important, and the Pacers found out the hard way just how important it was. Starting Andrew Nembhard at the one, he played 37 minutes. They tried various guys at backup: James Johnson, Trevelyan Queen, Benedict Mathurin, and none of them worked. Point guard play is important. Tyrese Halliburton's important. We'll talk about all that and more on the Locked On Pacers podcast.
Damian Lillard returns to the lineup. Blazers get a win over the undermanned Indiana Pacers. I'm Mike Richmond, host of Locked On Blazers. And Damian Lillard, who had missed the previous 7 games with a calf strain, gets back in the lineup. And the Blazers get their first winning streak in a month, beating the Indiana Pacers, who were out without star Tyrese Halliburton. Easily, they handled them Sunday night at the Moda Center. And this was a night where the Blazers' platonic ideal was on display. Three guys in the 20-plus range. Jeremy Grant had 28, Anfernee Simons 22, and Damian Lillard 21 points in his return. Portland blew this game open in the third quarter. Their hopes for being a really good team is because that trio was really special. On Sunday, against a not very good Pacers team, that trio was special. Now, they got to build on it.
That will do it for this edition of Locked On Game to Game NBA. Thank you so much for making Locked On your first listen every weekday. Make sure now that you go and subscribe to Locked On NBA and your favorite team's Locked On podcast on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm Kainani Stevens. This has been Locked On Game to Game.